Such an awesome God. star. God is there for us. Amen.
And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto him, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we're not here today because of our goodness. Lord, we're not here because of our might. Lord, we're not here because of our power, but we're here because of your spirit. Lord, we're here today because thou art a great God. Lord, thou art an exceeding magnificent God. And Lord, is there anything that you can't do? On this afternoon, Lord, as we continue in this celebration, we ask you to speak a word. Our God, somebody this morning came in troubled in mind and troubled in heart. Lord, we ask you to speak a word. Lord, in spite of the smile on the outside, Lord, some of your people are crying on the inside. Lord, speak a word. Lord, this afternoon, we just ask you to move mightily.
And as we
this afternoon is a very simple one. It's when you hear the sound. When you hear the sound. When you hear the sound, because you can't see it, must be the manifestation of something greater than what you can see. So when Elijah said, I hear the abundance, the sound of the abundance of rain. I was like, how can you hear something? You don't see no clouds. The wind ain't blowing. Hallelujah. When he said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I believe Paul took a page out of Elijah's book when Paul tells us that we should walk by faith and not by sight. So when Elijah said, I hear the sound, is anybody this afternoon hearing some sounds? When you look at the natural conditions of things, it just doesn't seem like it's possible. But when I hear the sound through faith, I know my God can do anything. So when you hear the sound, that means that some of those messed up situations that's been messed up for a long time. I'm just going to ask you, has anybody had some situations that's been messed up for a long time? Hallelujah. When everybody else look at that messed up situation, it seemed like there is no hope. But I heard somebody say, when I hear the sound, Lord, I don't have to see anything. Just give me an ear to hear when God begins to move. Now, when God is moving by faith, there are a whole lot of other sounds. Amen. Those sounds just tell you, God can't do this, and God doesn't work like that, and God won't change your situation. You just might as well to go ahead and accept life for what it is. You got to watch those voices, because those voices don't hear the sound that you hear. And just to bring it out a little more, let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, and we're going to go to verse 8. You have to be careful when you hear the sound and somebody else don't hear your sound. Because when God works in all of our situations, because he's God, he's a tailor-made God. So when God works on my circumstance, he's not going to work like your circumstance. Because he tailor-makes our deliverance for our challenge. So I can't always tell somebody else how to do it, because I'm not in the midst of your challenge. But I can assure you this, that if you pray and ask God for help, you will hear the sound. Verse 8 of this 14th chapter read, now this is after David had killed Goliath. Everybody know David killed Goliath, right? Come on, don't y'all know David killed Goliath? I learned that when I was in Sunday school, and I was still in elementary school, so everybody ought to know that David killed Goliath. So after David killed Goliath, and Saul had been killed in the battle with the Philistines, they had anointed David king in Saul's place. So David is king of all Israel, and that's going to bring us up to this. We don't have time for me to go into all of it. Amen? Verse 8 read, now, David had already killed the champion of the Philistines. Amen? So now verse 8 says, and when the Philistines heard, you got to be careful when people hear when God is blessing you, because they might not always be as excited as you are. Amen? David is now king. He's in a place of royalty. But something about when the enemy or your adversary hear about your blessing. When they heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, And David inquired of the Lord. David said, I got a right mind. I'm getting ready to go into a battle. So David said, I'm not going to go in this battle by myself. So David inquired of the Lord. You know, I heard an old saying years ago, some of us are coming out of a battle. Amen. Some of us might be in a battle. And if you're not coming out or you're not in it, you're about to go into a battle. The question is, what are you going to do in your battle? So David is giving us a great example for what we need to do when we get ready to go into a battle. And I can assure you this, brothers and sisters, every day we live is a battle. Hallelujah. As you get older, you have physical health challenges in a battle. So every day we live, we have a battle. What do you do when you're in your battle? Where do you get relief? Or where do you get direction from when you're in your battle? So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? And will thou deliver them into mine hand? He asked God. He didn't take anything for granted. And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hands. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David spoke them there, and David said, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they call the name of that place Baal Perazim. Now you would think that I just won this battle, so now I can do what? I can relax. Hallelujah. But as long as the devil is the devil, we can never relax. So David goes on, and the Bible says in verse 12, says that when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they burned them with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Amen. Now, remember point one, when David prayed the first time, God didn't say anything. He said, just go up, and I'm going to give you the victory. I'm going to show you that when God gives you a sound, and when God gives you a word, amen, sometimes it might not make a lot of sense, and others won't hear the sound that God gives you. So the first time, God tells David to go. Are you with me? Verse 14 said that then they came again, and David inquired again of God, and God had said unto him, go down up after them. Right? You can think now, how many of us know the Lord for a long time? Come on, anybody know the Lord for a long time? Well, we know God. We say, you know what? When I had that last battle, I know I won that. So I don't have to ask God this time, because I'm going to do the same thing this time that I did. But when you can hear a sound. Can we say a sound? Anybody won't hear the same sound. Lord, but when I hear a sound. So David inquired of God. God said unto him, go not up after them. Turn away from them. So now your enemy is watching you, and you look like a coward. Yeah, because you heard a sound. Lord, thank you. I said you heard a sound that they didn't hear. So in their natural perception, you are a coward because you just turned and went away from them. Hallelujah. Tell somebody to stay with me. Stay with me, because God wasn't telling them to run, but God was giving them a different sound. So he says to them, go not after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against them. Hey, are you in a battle? Right? That's why I'm saying you got to hear from God for yourself. You can't say, well, this is what I did, because David was going to say, Lord, last time you just told me to go. But it's so important that we as a people of God learn to hear from God. Too many church people and all of a sudden you are a coward and you turn your back and run in and hide behind some trees. So to the natural mind, you're giving up, you're quitting, but what people don't realize is that you heard a sound. And God is giving you an outline, and God is now directing your path. Because I heard the scripture say that the steps of a good man are was you looking at me and saying something is wrong, and I'm about to quit, and I'm about to give up. But when I hear a sound. So they're running and hiding behind some trees. Look at somebody say, go hide behind a tree. Unless God tell you to. Right? Because our lives are so predicated and we live our life based on what everybody else says and thinks. Isn't it important that you learn to hear from God for yourself? Just as he made for a minute, the problem that Samuel had when God was speaking to him in the beginning is that Samuel did not fully know the Lord. That he had heard of God. We ain't never called grandmother and grandfather. We just called grandma, granddad, right? Papa, this, Papa. So I'm just going to leave like that. But I'm just saying, some of us are living. I got to throw that in here once in a while because I don't want y'all to get bored. Right? So we just got to clean it up just a little bit to keep everybody's interest. Amen. But God can't, you can't live your life based on what your grandma, your mama, your granddad, because Samuel knew of the Lord, but Samuel did not have a personal relationship with God. So Samuel heard a sound. You're with me? So Samuel heard a sound, but because he didn't get his relationship right, he got the sound all right. He got to think something was wrong. So Samuel heard the Lord calling him because he did not really know the Lord personally. He went to someone within a leadership position. And he said, surely you called me. And the leader said, who was Eli? I said, no, son, I didn't call you. Go lay down. You ate some bad stuff before you went to bed. So Samuel went and laid down, and he heard the voice again. And Samuel went back to Eli again, and Eli said, son, I did not call you. I don't know what sound you're hearing, but the sound you're hearing was not me. So Samuel went and laid down. Then the third time when Samuel came, heard the voice, he said, surely you call me. If nobody in the house but me and you, so you had to call me.
Come on, talk to me. They fight a battle.
And this is a battle for life or for what? Are you with me? But God told him to do it. So God has spoken and told a lot of us to do something, but we won't do it because somebody said, that does not make any sense. You're getting ready to fight a battle and you hide behind some trees. And you're listening for a sound. When I hear the sound. He said, now, I want you to just stay there until you hear the sound. Going from the top of the mulberry trees, he said, then shall I go out to battle. For God is gone before thee to smite the host of the... And it was so important. The Bible said, David, therefore, did as God. Well,
fire.
if God has told me to do something. I like to preach, but I'm going to stop here for a minute. I'm going to ask you all the personal question, and only you can answer this. Now, we do the spiritual masquerade. We do the spiritual charade to make it seem like we are all in favor of something. But my personal question is, has God spoken something to you that you allow somebody else to talk you out of the sack that God has spoken to you? Just take a few minutes. You know, I would have been saved, I would have given myself to God, but somebody said, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. Amen? I'm just saying, and you allow somebody else to talk you out of hell. Just think about that for a minute. You've heard it. You know, now, this is personal. This is personal. I'm not asking you to talk to nobody. I'm talking about you. Speak to yourself. Has God spoken to you? But you won't make a stand for God, even though you heard the sound. You won't move for God. You heard the sound. And I don't care who it is. If they try to talk to you opposite of what God has said, and you listen to them, then you have made them your God. Right? Because what you do is you place their voice above the voice of God. So personally, doesn't matter. In the end, the Bible said we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things done in that day. You can't use anyone else's excuse. It's only going to be between you and God. And if we were to draw a line, God would say, now I told you. Now I'm speaking personally. God said, I spoke to you. And this is what I asked you to do. And God's going to ask you, and we're going to say, well, you know the old excuse, I would have did it but my husband. I would have done it but my wife. I would have done it but my best friend. I would have done it but my cousin. I would have done it but the boss. I would have done it but. You feel it, the but. Why didn't you do what God said to you? So we're at the judgment seat. Nobody but you and God. At this time, you can't point to anybody or anything else. It's just you and God. God is going to ask you, why didn't you do what I told you to do when you heard the sound? As we all sing, I want you to think about that as the elders and the ministers are coming forward. Think about that. What has God spoken to you? And you have not done it because of somebody else who was in conflict to God in your life. Now, I don't know what God has said to any of you, but I can assure you one thing, you know. Every last one of us know today, you've heard the sound. God has spoken to us. And because the visible expectation did not manifest itself, we got faint-hearted, weary, and we quit. It's time for us to hear the sound. And in hearing the sound, it's time for us to say, speak, Lord. Come on, can we say, speak, Lord?
Speak, Lord.
For thy servant.